What's up, crew? Welcome to Daily Self-Talk. I am your host, Mr. Be Great Today, Jay. And on this podcast today, we're going to do the intro to my life story, just so you get an understanding and a background of who I am, as I'll be coming to you each and every week, focusing on different episodes that can help you and guide you through whatever life battle that you're going through. On your journey, as we tend to go through these life battles often, and we always look for guidance, we always are looking for ideas or ways to get through them. Instead of going around them, let's deal with them head on and face these situations, so then we can learn the lesson that's inside that trial and tribulation that we're going through. So on today's episode, of course, I'll be going through my backstory of what I've battled, and that has led me to talking to you today to now give you weekly assessments and weekly tools to get through your life tragedy. But first and foremost, I thank the utmost highest creator for giving me this opportunity to be with you guys today, giving me the opportunity to impact lives with my life story. And not only just that, but to help and to give the tools that I've used that could possibly help you through your journey. So that all glory goes to the utmost highest. And of course, I give all glory to you guys for tuning in and listening to the Daily Self-Talk with myself, Mr. Be Great Today, Jay. And on episode one, on this beautiful, marvelous, motivational Monday, I want to give you my life story, a little background of myself. And then later this week, we'll get into episode two, identity. So you can look forward to that this upcoming week as well. And that'll be our first step of working on ourselves, as we are working on self-development, self-improvement. Those type of things are what we'll discuss here on Daily Self-Talk. And that will get us going. And so again, I thank each and every one of you for tuning in today on this amazing motivational Monday, and let's get right into it. So my name is Jeremy Davis, also known as Mr. Be Great Today, Jay. And just over 2 years ago, I battled with depression, suicidal thoughts, that then I took action on those thoughts and attempted to take my life just over 2 years ago. And I was in a dark place for the longest time. We tend to think that depression, anxiety, PTSD, those things are not real, or they can't happen to us until we finally are experiencing them. And then it's like, oh crap, right? And we have no idea. We have no idea how to handle it. And, you know, we don't have no sources. We have the sources. We just don't believe in the sources. And I was one of those individuals. So, you know, I ended up sinking into a bad hole of depression, and really lost myself, lost who I was, lost my passion for living, my drive, my ambition, just my way of thinking. I lost it all. And I know someone out there is battling the same thing. I know someone out there, you know, depressed right now, especially in the time that we're living. You know, right now we're in a pandemic, as they classify it, and some people are lost their jobs. Some people, you know, are just in a hole and don't know what to do. And so, I've been there. I know that feeling, and you're hopeless and helpless, and you've just given up. You're ready to throw in the towel. But I'm here to tell you on Daily Self-Talk that never give up and just keep moving forward, because there's plenty of life for you on this journey. And you have something inside of you, and that's your victory, your gift. And you need to showcase that to the world. You were put here for a reason of service, and that gift that's inside of you, we just need to get each day, take one step closer to it, and to give it to the world. And so we're going to do that together. But, of course, during my journey, I didn't think I had anything of importance to give to the world, right? I was just thought my outer shell, my athletic abilities was what I needed to give to the world. So I seeked approval often from outside sources, and I never really had the approval of myself. I never knew who I truly was, or what I wanted to do with my life. But do we really know what we want to do with our life when we're living in society's standards, meeting society's MO? We don't, because we are living for them. We're not living for us. There's no such thing as fear. There's no such thing as failure when you live for society, really. Because if you failed, you know, you got looked at different. So you really never really thought about it. And if you did, well, then you most likely, you know, kept ahead of the game and didn't want to fail. So on this journey, when you change, when I end up changing your life, yeah, you understand that inside failure, there's lessons, and you're not a failure until you quit. So you just keep on going. And that's been pretty cool on this journey as well. But as I battled those crazy thoughts, I had no sense of direction. You know, I figured there was no need for me to be here anymore. I had lost everything at the time. And my mom was battling cancer for the fifth time. My dad had just passed away in 2013. So I was just dealing with so much that the enemy, that the demons were putting on me. All those things were flashing back at me. And my relationship had come to an end in a bad way. And so all this had just built up, and I lost it. And I was ready to take my life. I was ready to descend from this earth. And at that time, I was okay with it. I was okay leaving behind a family that I now have. I was okay leaving behind the businesses that I have now. You know, this is where I see my future, right? So that's what we always have to think. We always have to think and head in a direction. We want something to chase, you know, and that's our future. Our future is where the living is, our brightness, our shine. And, you know, so I would have left all that stuff behind that I now do have. I have the businesses. I have the family. I have the amazing house. And I'm working to continue to have better things and better and bigger things for myself to look forward to. And I think that's what we all tend to do. We get so caught up in our thoughts. We get caught up in wanting to impress the masses. But what we need to do is start impressing ourselves. Start putting that smile and joy back on our shelf, you know, on ourselves. And stop just seeking the approval of others to bring the joy and the happiness and the love, when all we have to do is have that daily self-talk with ourselves to bring our love, our happiness, and our joy back into our life. And when we do that, we're moving in our true identity then, right? And we're able to just go after what we've always dreamed of, all what we have always desired. And I think now, like on this journey now, even though it's hard, it's stressful at times, it's difficult at times, but now with the tools that I've used to overcome the obstacles that have been placed in front of me, I now don't think about you know, being depressed. I don't think about the suicide. I don't take action on suicide and wanting to end my life. I now have put in place tools that I use to get through these obstacles, not go around them, get through them, because I've now learned that there's a lesson to be learned inside of them. And I know each and every one of you want to learn a lesson inside of that obstacle, so then you can share that lesson that you learned to the world. But mostly, it helps you. It helps you in your next obstacle that you face, because the journey doesn't get easier. You know, we tend to think that life's supposed to be easy. But when you were born, you didn't sign a permission slip or a docket saying that, you know, life is going to be easy for you. Life's going to be made. And nobody wants to hear the story of someone who was made into success. They want to hear your struggle. They want to hear how you went through each obstacle and you're still standing. They want to hear about that. You see it in the movies. You've seen Rocky. You know, you've seen the times, you know, Thomas Edison. You know, 10,000 times it took to make the light bulb. You know, after, you know, all the people have doubted somebody, you got to keep pushing forward. You got to believe in your dream and your dream only. And that's what these episodes are going to be, you know, because I know that the tools that I've used to dig myself out of the situations and push myself through those obstacles has made a difference in my life. You know, I don't jump so easy just to a situation. I now dissect the situation and see what benefit and what lesson is there to be learned here, and push forward. And so if you're battling panic attacks, PTSD, depression, anxiety, any of those things that deal with mental health, we're here on Daily Self-Talk to build up our self-improvement, self-development, because you are enough. You matter. Your life matters. Your dreams matter. Your vision matter. And I want you to go after what you truly want. I want you to live life and not let life live you. Because so many people wake up every single day going to a job that they hate, doing things that they do not love, and think that that's their life. That's the way they need. That's, you know, that's the way they were built. But that's not true. Each and every one of us are here for a reason, because God has placed an amazing gift inside of you, amazing blessing inside of you, and you have to showcase that to the world. You have to bring your service to the world. You owe that gift to the world. And so, you know, I knew that. I knew I had to get my faith back. I knew I had to rebuild myself from the inside out and stop worrying about my outer shell, my appearance. I had to work on all the damaged goods that were inside. That's where the happiness is. That's where the joy is. That was the project for myself. And the key thing there that you'll hear a lot on this, on these episodes, is we have to trust the process. Working on ourselves isn't going to be some overnight thing. Oh, tomorrow we're going to be better. No, but we'll be 1% better. We will be 1% better tomorrow. Because every day what we have to realize is that it's you versus you. And once we get into those episodes, it's going to be amazing. Because these are things that I had to work on. You know, I had to get my identity. I had to find out who I truly was. You know, I had to work on I am affirmations. I had to work on being consistent with that. You know, I had to work on being grateful for life. And I want you guys to have the clarity and the vision, the understanding of who you are and what moves you forward in your journey and your path. Because, you know, we're not alone on this journey. Greatness made you, so greatness is in you. So these daily self-talks that you have with yourself, you need to have at the utmost highest each and every day. To let yourself know how strong you are, how powerful you are. And whatever you want in life, you can have. I'm here to tell you, whatever you set your mind to, take action on, and you can have. See, that's the thing though. So many of us think that, you know, oh, I want this thing, I want that thing, I want this done, I want that done. But without action, that doesn't just happen on a, you know, plate for you. And that's where the fun is for me on this journey now, is that now I trust the process of what I want for myself. I know there's a process to the victory, and I trust it, and I go all into it. I take action on it 1% each and every day, because that's what we have to always remember. Take each day one day at a time and breathe one breath at a time. And you will get through these things. You'll get through those trials and tribulations, those obstacles. You'll get through them. Sometimes you just got to have tunnel vision. And, you know, so that's another thing. You know, as I was, you know, getting out of this funk, getting out of beating depression, that felt amazing, beating that, you know, because it wasn't about how hard, you know, how many hits I could take. It's about how many hits I could take, but keep moving forward, keep dodging them, keep, you know, standing strong. And that's what I had to do. And I know each and every one of you can do that. I know a listener out there that's battling something. They're on the verge of giving up. I'm telling you, don't give up. Please don't give up. There's more life to you. You have something amazing inside of you that we're just going to peel apart. We got to be an onion. we gotta be an onion in our own story. You know, we all have this amazing story. Let's be the onion in our story and peel one layer back at a time and work on ourselves, because that's exactly what we're gonna do. We're gonna work on ourselves one day at a time. And it's gonna be a process, as it should be. But there's no stopping. Trust that process. You have to realize how valuable you are, and how awesome you are, and, you know, work on yourself. Be willing to give yourself that time to dive in on yourself, man. 10, 15, 20 minutes, and then it builds up from there, where you're like an hour, 2 hours into your self-development, working on yourself, because you've realized at this point that, hey, my life does matter. You know what I mean? I do have more life to me. And trust me, the journey doesn't get easier. It's hard, because now when you separate yourself from the masses, because think about it, throughout depression, through anxiety, through all those things, before you hit those peaks, you were living like the Joneses. You were following the masses, so the enemy left you alone. But as soon as tragedy struck, here came depression, here came anxiety, here came PTSD, you know, panic attacks. These things all of a sudden occurred, and now, as you grow, as you continue to work on yourself and find out who you truly are, the enemy's gonna try to hit you unexpectedly. But that's when your vision, that's when your clarity and your understanding become more pure, and you recognize these things, right? You recognize these things. And so you know how to separate yourself from it. You know how to identify that problem. And then you'll be like, I got you. You're trying to knock me off my path, and I got you. I got you. Watch this, right? And so we work on ourselves. And I want each and every one of you to know you're not alone. And I'm glad to be a voice. As you know, I was a college athlete playing football, a top mixed martial artist here in my Tampa Bay area. And, you know, it's now amazing to come out and be a voice of, mental health that I've battled and the struggle. And, you know, as I've now become real close with my mentor, who's one of the top motivational speakers in the world, Dr. Billy Osbrook, it's common that you're gonna have the struggle still, but you're a product of the struggle, and your story, that's important, you know, because you leave that behind. Your legacy is gonna be left behind, and you don't want to be cut short. You don't want the enemy to win that legacy, you know, of people remembering you in a bad way or an unfinished way, right? So we know these two things. We have life right now, and we know that we will die. We just don't know when or how. So inside those two dates, we got to live our very best life. We have to go out there and impact ourselves, right? But then, again, because we're here to put service out there, we have to impact the world. We have to impact somebody. And that's what we need to attend to daily. So we work on ourselves, and then we give our service to the world to impact and help another. And that's when change happens. But as I always say, man, you change your mind, you change your life. And I want each and every one of you to enjoy these episodes and dive into them, take notes, and really break them down. And again, this is just the tools and some guide things that I've used to overcome the enemy, overcome life's battles and struggles. Because like I mentioned, it gets harder, but you're strong enough, you're powerful enough to get through them and just keep fighting and keep pushing forward. And as I've always said, and as I'll continue to hear me in podcasts and all the time, I tell myself in my daily self-talks, I can, I will, and I must overcome these obstacles and trials and tribulations. I will get through them, I can get through them, and I must get through them, because I know how valuable I am now. Before, right, we didn't know how valuable we were. You know, when we're living for the society and the masses, living up to their standard, we don't know how valuable we are. But we're priceless, and we can go out there and live our very best life. All right, so I'm so excited to get these episodes rolling with you guys. I'm so excited to change your mindset so you can change your life. And I want you all to go out there, and as I always and forever will say, go out there, be great. Be phenomenal, and oh yeah, be unstoppable. And remember, It starts with you and it ends with you. And so keep on keeping on. That's my time. Until we see again, let's get it.